With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I know you're pro robot umpire. The Atlantic League has been working on umpires, robot umpires here. An experiment that they announced yesterday, the Independent Minor League prepares to expand its courtesy to ESPN. The Independent Minor League system prepares to expand the use of robot umpires league-wide. Major League Baseball and the Atlantic League added four more rules to the second half of the season. So technically, they're an independent minor league, but they are working with Major League Baseball here to probably enhance the game and obviously and see whether or not people are going to show up. But they have the robot umpires at home plate, which are calling balls and strikes. There is an umpire down there, from what I'm told. So there's a guy standing down there. This is correct? So he's standing down there. If there's a play at the plate, somebody's got to be down there. You can't, at least not yet, we can't have the robots calling guys home and away.
But there's also a last line of defense there. And this makes sense. This is, I think, how I would want to see this initiated in Major League Baseball or in all forms of baseball, if you have the technology, is to have the umpire right there to be as a service check and balance, because computers right now can't discern the difference of how a ball crosses home plate. Somebody said you could literally bounce the ball over, and as it made its way over, they'd call it a strike, the computer, because it can't discern that right now. But what it can discern is where the ball crosses home plate, and that's why having an umpire there, to me, is the best of both worlds.
So now you're going to have two things down there.
Well, you just have, for almost 99.9% of pitches, you're going to have the robot call the strike zone as mandated. So if the strike zone says armpits down to the knees, if the ball crosses home plate and does it over the plate.
See, now you're just making it a pain.
It's not a pain at all.
Listen, I've opened up on robot umpires.
It literally was no pain for everybody that was at that game.
Hold on,
said it worked to perfection.
Hold on. I've opened up for robot umpires. But if we're talking about bouncing a ball in for a strike, then just have a guy down there at home plate until you perfect your system.
Sure.
Until you perfect your
system.
No, I'm saying have the guy call balls and strikes.
Well, why would you have him do it if he can't do it as well as a robot?
Obviously, he can do it better than a robot.
No, he can't. No, you're not listening. The robot can get 99.8, I think they said, percent of the pitches.
Except for the ones that bounce in.
Right, which is such a small percentage that I'm fine with that. Yeah, have the umpire there to catch the .002. That's fine.
So if it's, are you telling me it bounces through the strike zone is what you're saying?
Correct.
Or are you saying that, okay, fine. Because I thought if it crosses the plane into the dirt and it's a strike based on whatever robot science it's looking down into.
10 feet in front of the plate and then it bounces through.
Through the proverbial window there. All right, fine. Okay, then fine. Then you want to put a robot umpire down there? I used to fight that.
I don't understand why anybody fights it at all.
Just seeing the bitching of the strike zone, I'm just like, yeah, fine, whatever. Just have Umbotron 3000 go ahead and do it. I don't care.
I mean, it's not like the ball gets thrown and the umpire goes, looks at a dot matrix printout of the ball or strike. It's an AirPod in his ear.
That says ball or strike.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Well, and he immediately calls it.
Expensive system, so you don't want him hearing poor, so you have to put an AirPod in the freaking umpire's ear. There's a couple other rules that are being put in there. One foul bunt is allowed. This is the Atlantic League. One foul bunt is allowed with two strikes before it becomes a strikeout. So you can be down 0-2, bunt foul, you get another shot.
I don't see the need for that. I mean, I love the fact that you can risk it on your own. And we've seen him do it. We've seen Terry Francona have guys button up there even with two strikes. And if you can't lay that bunt down, you're out. I've always liked that. I have no problem with that. Yeah, I don't want to promote more bunting just to promote more bunting, because that seems I have no problem with bunting as much as, you know, the diehards.
That seems pointless to me.
And you're extending the game.
Yeah, you're extending the game.
I think that's pointless. For no reason.
Pitchers are required to step off the rubber to try a pickoff. So before, remember, especially like a lefty, like Andy Pettitte was really good at it. You raise the knee and then over to first you go. And it was always, as long as you didn't tilt forward towards the mound, you were okay.
Sure.
And that's where the one, because his step was always a little bit, it was controversial at the time. But now you have to step off the rubber and throw it over to first if you want to do something
like
that.
So they're trying to cut down on throws to first. is what they're trying to do, to make it almost impossible. I mean, we got a guy with the Indians right now in Plesac who has one of the best moves in baseball, if not the best move already in baseball. And they have shown those. Fox Sports Ohio does a great job of breaking those down. They've shown a ton of Plesac being able to pick guys off the first
base. I think they've had 5 pickoffs during this 21-8 run that they've had.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. I don't know about that. I mean, I don't know. It seems like, are guys throwing to first less? I feel like they are. I don't have a stat on that. Just in watching the games.
I feel they are, too. I feel they are, too.
Well, guys aren't leading off as much because the stolen base isn't nearly as much. You know, you don't have, how many Hamiltons do you have around the
small
NBA,
ball.
Major League Baseball?
Yeah, there's not as much small ball, so you're right about that. A relaxation in check swings to be more batter-friendly. I'm not a fan of that.
A relaxation in check?
Meaning that before, and they used to, well, they still do, obviously, when they appealed down to third base or perhaps first base, and he gives them the safe or strike sign, they're going to relax those rules. So it used to be what? It used to be either breaking the wrist or going across the front of home plate. Yeah. Oh, yeah, home plate. That would be a strike. They're going to relax those rules. So basically, I mean, I'm imagining you can get out in front of your body. But as long as you, I guess, hesitate, I guess that's a ball in a certain instance to be more batter friendly.
Maybe if you're just really good at selling it.
That one I think
swing
sucks.
All the way around and then just, no, I didn't mean it.
That idea I think really sucks.
I don't really enjoy the debate over the check swings. I think if you offer at all, the minute you actually try to check swing, I think it should be a strike. I know that people probably disagree with me on that. I think it would move the game along faster. It's like, check, no, I don't even need to go down. I think if you check at all, I think that's a strike. I think you either got to offer or hold off, one or the other. I don't even like check swings to begin with, but I know that's been part of the fabric of baseball for years.
No, I love when they ring them up on a check swing. That's the best. They have to walk off in humiliation. That I like.
Because you didn't even do anything. Yeah, you feel so inadequate.
I just think once you start to relax check swings, like if you actually do that, I think it becomes almost the same thing as pass interference. I think before with pass interference, it became like there's always been questions of pass interference, just like there's always been questions of check swings. I think once you take the common sense out of it, like they did with pass interference, then it's become a conversation piece every single year. And it's going to be a conversation piece to start off the season because they're changing the rules again on pass interference. But with this, with check swings, a relaxed check swing. Well, how far is that? Now it's up to the interpretation of the umpire.
I think it's already.
Now you're going backwards from the robot umpires of what you were talking about. We're going further back.
I think the check has always been a terribly subjective call, and those umpires are not always dialed in. I say if you offer it all, it's a strike. Simplify it. Make it easier.
Well, if they can control the strike zone with robots, why can't they control the plane of?
Yeah, I think that's harder though, based on the angles, I don't know. I don't know the technology.
I mean, put a laser level out there. If it goes past a certain area,
the laser's everywhere.
It buzzes.
The robot umpire thing. I fought the robot umpire thing at first, just because I thought it would affect the gamesmanship of it. There's a certain way to get guys to chase pitches out of the zone if they know it better than that. Like if it's the same strike zone every single time, I still worry a professional hitter will be able to game the system there. Wouldn't you? If you know exactly and the computer is exactly on, would you not be able to hold off easier?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that would be.
If you see that many pitches, that many times a year, that many at-bats, you're a professional. You're the best of the best.
Well,
not one of us up there just hacking
it. What's wrong with that?
As far as what?
What's wrong with that?
I mean, because there is something to be able to.
If you're that good, why would you be upset about that?
But
someone's that good.
What you're telling me, though, is that, again, part of the psychology of pitching is to be able to get a guy to chase out of the zone or not be able to anticipate as much. Now you just know balls and strikes. So if you're just sitting up there waiting dead red for a fastball, well, I'm just going to wait for a fastball right down the pipe, and I'm not going to be chasing after curveballs or sliders or anything that falls off the shelf or a changeup. I'm not going to chase at any of that. Because before, well, it's 0-2 and I got to protect, and hey, this guy's got a low strike zone and there's a lot of things that a hitter has to deal with. Now it's just, again, Joe West 3000 who's going to call it the same way every single time up, because now it's the science of my elbows to my armpits to my knees or whatever they want the strike zone to be, and now it's going to be different for it. I think that makes it much easier for the hitter and much more difficult for the pitcher. Well, much more difficult. Of course, if that was the case, if robots were umpiring, let's be serious, might have won the 95 World Series. But go ahead.
And how does it adjust, though, per batter?
Because they're different sizes.
Stance, yeah, they're that's what I'm asking. Like the,
different batters have different, I would assume, to an umpire, would they have a different strike zone?
Like per batter?
Oh, I would say so. Yeah, if you can do that, can't you measure it up to the size of the person?
I mean, they do it on TV all the time. Yeah. It seems like there's not much of an issue doing it on TV. But that's where the technology, if they say the technology is going
to
be there.
I'm not saying there's an issue with that. That's what I'm saying. They could line it up to the person and it would be okay. My thought is that if you're always in the same type of stance, then you're just doing balls and strikes. You're really not chasing certain pitches the way you would before. That's my
You didn't even get to the most controversial rule of all that they're going to be trying to install.
What did I miss out? There's three things.
Guys being able to steal first base.
Yeah.
Stealing first base is the biggie.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Okay, it says right here you can steal first base.
People are going to be like, what does that mean?
I love that idea.
That means if a ball's in the dirt, if a ball goes to the backstop,
I love that idea.
No matter first ball, second ball, you can just take off for first base. Or if it takes too long to get the ball to the pitcher, or he misses the catcher throwing it back routinely, you can just take off for first base. Now, I do think that would elongate games, which is not what they want to do.
I think that's great. I think that's absolutely fantastic. Keep the ball up, keep it in front of you, and you can just take that. Because if you're down, say you're up 2-0 in a count, and you just take off for first base, and they end up throwing you out, that's silly. I love that risk.
Initially, it sounded dumb to me, but I don't know. The more I think about it.
Exactly.
I might be on board.
I think it's kind of fun. Could you imagine some big fat ass checking down to first base? That'd be fantastic. You want pitchers to hit? There you go. That's your chance. One gets away, away Trevor Bauer goes, even though he's not a great big fat ass.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.